It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Anyway, I had one bite of that pumpernickel bagel. And then I had to open the door of their Oldsmobile station wagon and get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
What about because I don't like rye bread. It wasn't anything with their bagels necessarily. I just didn't know what pumpernickel was. Oh, that sounds like a funny name. I'll try that one.
What about a bagel with a little egg and bacon in betwixt? In between.
What? What happened?
I don't know.
Your voice went weird.
I was right between.
You
in
went
between
betwixt.
And in betwixt.
What?
In between. You sounded like the guy who's running the press conferences in the ALCS.
Okay, right over here.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, e-brake time. It's brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Heating. We'll give you three candidates, and we are going to let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. Guy by the name of Davey Lane. This is why the rant had to come to an end and now just has to appear as like a 15-minute segment each week, because it gets you thinking just with crazy brain, and that's how Davey thinks most of the time. He was trying to say the nickname Polio Paul. That's the guy who had polio for a long time, who recently passed here in Dallas.
An iron lung.
He referred to him as something else, which involves the placenta, which it could only have roots to the rant. So
why do you pin all things placenta on me?
Because it all goes back to you and the rant, and we do get Corby Cackle here, so it's great.
Did The Simpsons, did they air in the very first Tracy Ullman show? Do you know him?
Yes, as a short.
As a short, yeah.
I know it was a short. I didn't know if it happened on the first one, fellas.
Ooh. Okay. All right, Corbs. Okay, man.
I was alive then.
It looked like it was drawn by Placenta Paul.
I'm sorry, who?
Polio Paul.
Placenta Paul.
They're very similar.
You're things. Confusing Paul the Placenta and Polio Paul.
Yeah. What was he trapped in?
Was he just stuck in his placenta?
For 70 years, he was just stuck in placenta.
But he also got his law degree.
Yeah. Yeah. Attorney.
Oh, my God.
But he drew the first Simpsons short with his mouth.
Placenta Paul. Yes.
There's another e-break for Dave.
Oh, man.
In 1997.
He's a dynasty.
He really is. And I get to sit next to him.
That's why it goes back to the Ram, because Corby one time called up to the show that he was on as Paul the Placenta.
Yeah, Paul the Placenta.
Hey, guys.
After some guy
it was
just
the Corby
called
voice.
The show who was offended that you guys were talking about placenta.
Yeah, you just you take me out afterwards, you know, dig a big hole in the front yard, chuck me in the hole, and then I'll grow a tree for you.
That was Paul the Placenta, not to be confused with Polio Paul. Mm-hmm. Indeed, may he rest in peace.
Yes.
But that put Davey up as candidate number one. Okay, so Monty is going to play some audio for his friends on the Sweet Spot. He knows at some point as he plays the Shaq audio, there's a bad word, so he goes in tiptoeing. Little did he know it's like the first or second word.
He is telling a story here. We're going to have to ride this one because I don't know if this word can be said or not.
Uh-oh.
But he's telling a story about when Shaq played with a teammate in a quote-unquote prank that he played on this guy. And it went way too far, and now people are like, what the hell is wrong with Shaq?
With this dude.
Whoa!
Yeah,
right,
that's
out of
the
first word.
Right out of the gates.
If that's the word you were questionable about,
yeah,
no.
We can't say that.
We jumped it, too. We caught it.
The first word.
You said you had this audio ready to go.
Yeah, I needed to edit a little bit more.
Goodness me.
You didn't edit anything.
I didn't hear the very beginning, I guess.
Should we circle back later?
Yeah, we're going to have to come back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell, dude?
I was like, all right, we're going to ease into Wednesday afternoon. No, yeah, you can't say the F word. Kind of cool if you could, but...
And just so the people listening understand, that's not what he did to his teammate. That's what you're making a play.
Yeah, it's a hell of a prank.
Come here.
I think that's the... I mean, we've had problems with audio, but like the first word and that word?
Yeah. Why was there a question again?
I guess Monty just didn't hear the beginning of it. Yeah, he was worried about another word. Mm. I think that was like 15 seconds away or something.
But, which was MF-er.
Right. Yeah. Wasn't sure about that. If you put mother on it, it may be okay. There is Monty as candidate number two. Candidate number three also involves Monty, but he's not the reason for... Well, maybe he is, but we're going to put this one on Matt McLaren, who laughs at this Monty joke, which happened yesterday, so it involves OJ. And this, too, goes back to the rant because Monty uses the phrase Pez dispenser. And how many times has Gordo used that joke?
Thousands.
In the last 30 years. So Monty repeats it and makes McLaren laugh.
Monto on the maps.
Every week, dude. 3-point percentage.
I know. Rebounds.
Monto!
Hello.
There he is.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
A hero of the hardwood.
I'm here. Did I hear about OJ?
No, what happened?
Cut his own head off.
Couldn't completely finish it the first two times, so.
Well, yeah. You know, it just takes time.
And he didn't get completely off this time. He's like a Pez dispenser.
He just kind of opened it up. And, hello, Twitter world. And he shuts down. Hello, Twitter world.
Oh, it
goes. Well,
R.I.P. OJ.
R.I.P.
Oh, God.
You don't want to speak ill of the dead, but,
it's like a Pez dispenser.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, you like that one. I want him to enjoy it. Let him marinate a bit, yeah.
I could just see his little throat. Oh, my God.
All right, while Matt contains himself.
Take a deep breath.
Let's talk about the Mavs. Monto, 50 yeah. wins.
They are no laughing matter, Donnie.
That's right. Oh. It's the Clippers in the first round. It's-
see, McLaren left town for a while, so he didn't hear your line of
Pez dispenser
humor for 20 years or whatever.
Nicole Brown Simpson was almost decapitated. So.
Matt McLaren as candidate number three.
Matt finds that funny, then.
So is it Davey, is it Monty, or is it Matt? 888-787-1310 in a very rant-erific e-break. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Music World. It's me, OJ.
Okay. And?
No, I'm not gay. It's OJ.
Who do you vote for?
I'm voting for candidate number two, and I'd also like to request for you to bring back Blushmouth.
Hello, it's me, Blushmouth. How you doing?
Well, we're good.
Who? Blushmouth.
Yeah, I think we're good. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
And I watch those jet trails climbing up the big blue sky. Coast to coasters, watch them go.
Great song.
And I never would blame. All right. Hey.
Who are you voting for?
Two. Yeah, who's that vote for?
Yeah, I'll vote for number two.
Stupid.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who you vote for?
Users, this is the fake David Lane, and I would like to vote for the real David Lane.
Gosh. It's just...
Now that's
offensive. Every week.
That's offensive.
Every week that accent is on there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for the sweatiest guy on the ticket. That'd be Jenix Baby.
Okay.
He does sweat a bit.
He does sweat. Dave's talked about that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break? Hello?
Hi, Davey.
This isn't Davey, but you want to vote for him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Got you down. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, good morning, George.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. Who is this again?
Oh, it's Brady Tom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Brady
that's
Tom.
That's right, Brady Tom.
Gordo, I want to, I'm so sorry for your loss.
I didn't lose anyone yesterday.
Who'd you lose?
No one. Yeah.
You lost one of your murderous heroes.
I don't have murderous heroes.
He does, Brady Tom. I think he's right about that.
The Jews hit us with the deuce.
What? Who you vote for?
I will vote for number two.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hello, Ticket World.
Who's this?
This is O.J. Simpson. Son, O.J. Jr. My daddy told me that I could cut people's necks anytime
okay,
I want.
Okay, that right, is enough, right, sir.
Jeez, what's wrong? It's all your fault.
There.
It's all they're all trying to impress you.
No, uh-huh.
Yeah, they are too.
How you pinning this on me?
It all goes back to you. Offensive radio behavior all traces back to you.
No.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, Triple Fake Giannis, Antetokounmpo, or whatever. Give me Monty with a stump.
That is the worst Giannis impersonation
yeah,
I've ever
try.
Heard.
Try. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger.
Hey, are you watching me play the golf?
Yeah, we're watching you play the golf.
I'm doing really good, and you know who I'm beating?
Oh, Phil.
Phil the Dill.
Yeah, son of a gun.
You got it.
Who you want to vote for?
Monty.
Thank
Ladies
you.
And gentlemen,
could have said that
we have ourselves a winner.
He is telling a story here. We're going to have to ride this one because I don't know if this word can be said or not.
Uh-oh. So,
but he's telling a story about when Shaq played with a teammate in a quote-unquote prank that he played on this guy. And it went way too far, and now people are like, what the hell is wrong with Shaq?
With this dude.
Whoa!
Name.
Yeah,
right,
you, that's
out
the
of
first
the gate.
Word.
If that's, right out of the gate.
If that's the can word you were questionable about,
yeah,
no.
We can't say
we
that.
We dumped it, too. We caught it.
The
time.
First word.
You said you had this audio ready to go.
Yeah, I needed to edit a little bit more.
Goodness me.
You didn't edit anything. I didn't hear the very beginning, I guess.
Should we circle back later?
Yeah, we're going to have to come back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell, dude?
I was like, all right, we're going to ease into
clarifying,
Wednesday
word,
afternoon.
No
yeah,
go?
You can't say the F word. Kind of cool if you could, but...
And just so the people listening understand, that's not what he did to his teammate. That's what you're thinking of playing.
Yeah, it's a hell of a prank.
Come here. How many is that for Monty?
That is Monty's fourth e-break win. He is now 132 behind Norman. The juice is no longer loose, Hitzkus.
Okay, thank you.